I know. I've been slacking off, but yeah, just to make a broadcast or whatever it's called, podcast, to make a podcast, even though I don't have anything to say, is not to my liking. So, do I have anything to say today? Well, okay. So here's my working message. Not like somebody else's, not like that I am supposed to do it, but how I do it, okay? So I start an article. Often just with the quote, and then I save it as no title because I don't know where it's going. And then when I think of something else, I add to it when I start another one. So I have, I think, about 1,000 started articles that never became an article, but they felt that I have something to say. And then I either have enough to say to make it an article, and an article is a lot to say, or I don't. Anyway, so one of these that I started a few days ago, when I had an insight. As you know, I was having the idea to find out how different teachers, how different course creators create a product that takes someone from A to B. And in my world, A is where you are. Mindset, knowledge, accomplishments, skills, everything. Okay, so that's where you are at. Okay, you're at A. You're always at A. Doesn't matter when we are looking at you, even when you are on your way to B. So B would be the result that they are going to take you to. Just like I am, okay? And what I found out through looking and being in this question is that more than 99% of all the products and all the teachers and all the videos and all the teaching do not take you really anywhere. Those are products that complaint-based, based on something that is wrong, okay? So I don't have enough traffic. I don't have enough people to mail to. I don't know how to email. I don't know this and I don't know that, or I can't do this, I can't do that, or I don't have this, or I don't have that, okay? So they are all problem-based. There's nothing wrong with being problem-based, but it is short-sighted. You see, the problem that people cry out is short-sighted, and the solution is short-sighted. So what do I mean? So when you look at the world, and all you can see is your problem, and that is most of the time most people, right? All you see is your problem, and you can't see the context, you can't see the big picture, you just see the fucking problem. Sorry. I should take out this expletive. Anyway, and then somebody comes around and says, "Ah, I see an opportunity, I can sell something. I know how to do that, or I have an idea how to do that, or I can fix it for you." Okay? And because people can't see the big picture, they buy the solution, and most solutions are not solving the problem, but because most of the time the problem is not what seems to be the problem. The moment somebody can get out of their narrow cone of vision that that excludes everything else other than the one thing that they are looking at, that problem is not a problem. It's just what's so. If you don't have traffic, yeah, that's just what's so. So look at what you're doing, look at what people are interested in, and you are going to see how come you don't have don't have traffic, okay? Don't have visitors to your site. Nobody's buying your stuff because maybe it's not good. Or maybe that's not what people are interested in. Or you don't know how to speak. You don't know how to present your solution or your problem or whatever, right? So most of the time, the solution to everything is to have a wider cone of vision. But of course, it is hard. It requires the seller to have a wide cone of vision. And of course, they don't have it. So why is that? The quote I found today is amazing. Some people are brilliant. So the quote says something like that, that you're so afraid that your heart will break, that you withhold and you hide and you are stiff and you never learn to dance. And that's really what's happening. So if I could categorize people who will ever move anywhere, and it doesn't matter what you do for a living, it doesn't matter where you live, if you're not going to move forward, if you're not going to dislodge yourself, okay, in life, then the main reason is because you are your self-concern is so strong that you can't let it out of your sight. Okay? You're self-concerned. And of course that results in a high rigidness ratio, that results in a narrow cone of vision ratio, that results in a you don't have enough energy to grow. So about a third of the numbers in your starting point measurements point to the fact that you are not able to let go of your self-concern. So if we go back to the song, if you are so afraid that your heart will break, then you, of course you are not going to be able to love and all your numbers are going to be shitty. Or if your only concern is what you can get, then of course you are not going to be able to live fully in life and you are not going to live in a give and take world. You are not going to be a producer because it's all about you. Or that's really a huge category when you are so concerned with what you are getting, is that you are never going to be able to dance. So now back to course creators. Those course creators are just like you. Absolute, rigid, narrow cone of vision, well-meaning, okay? Who want to make a living on you, or they know something, but they never actually see the big picture. Because guess what? You need courage to flesh out your cone of vision and walk around in the world where you see more than just the little thing that concerns you, when you can see everything. The more you see, you know, the more you see and recognize for what it is, the more in harmony with life you are, the better results you have with what you do, and the happier person you are going to be. So, now, can I change it for you? No, I can't change anything for you. I can only turn on things, but whether you're going to use it or not to use it or want to use it, it's out of my hand. It's completely out of my hand. And that is the problem, because if I could just hold your head, it's like look left, look mid, look. But at this point, even if you moved your head really fast, left, right, scan you would still look inward, not outward. And even if you looked outward, you wouldn't know what is what. You wouldn't be able to see the connections because you have had a lifetime of never looking. You are only looking at what you want to protect and not what is there. So that is today's sermon. And I didn't surprise myself.